Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And it's game day.
Game day.
It's game day.
Yeah.
It's, can you believe, Steve, that we got Kenny Payne from the New York Knicks?
Are you nervous? How are you feeling today? Like, not necessarily nervous, win, loss, whatever, but just, is it just game one nerves?
I can't believe
Thanks,
this.
Nick.
Sorry.
Thank you, Nick.
Kenny Payne just intercepted you.
I know.
I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
Okay.
I can't believe we're here.
I know.
I can't believe. I have anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm anxious.
I know. I'm like, and again, not because I'm necessarily anxious win-loss wise.
If Chris Mack was about to play Scotty Davenport in our opening game, I'd be anxious.
I don't like Coach Davenport today, though. So, Coach, don't come up to me before the game and talk to me. I don't want to talk to you.
That was so mean.
I know.
That was so mean. I was going to wear my Bellarmine quarter zip today.
He's an opponent today.
I was going to wear it today.
I know. Listen, today I'm like, look, before the game when he's like, hey, guys, I'm like, come on, I don't want
to. You would cold show the Davenport.
Yeah, don't even read my, I don't even want you trying to read my expressions. You know, no worry.
It doesn't matter who the coach would be. I'd be anxious with Coach Davenport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, open again.
Well, hell, I think most fans expect to lose.
We sat and went and watched Rick coach against Davenport and said
he almost beat him a couple times. Yeah.
Listen, the only again,
it's a 2-point game with the number 3 team in the country.
I say nothing but good about Coach Davenport, but and I back his character. And all this good stuff. But listen, you think Coach D is finally cut off the radio? You think he's still listening?
I hope not.
I don't know. He's supposed to come on the V Show later today.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Well, don't mark this. Don't mark this.
Okay.
Okay? Do not mark this. Do not replay it ever, ever, ever again.
Promise I won't.
Where's that fake? Where's the computer?
When I saw The final minutes of that Bellarmine, Rick Pitino, Louisville led squad. There's a little something inside of me in my gut that said Coach Davenport was satisfied with the outcome of his team's poor play down the stretch. Is that a fair way to say it, Steve?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, out of all the games that Coach Davenport probably has coached, 17,462 games, right?
Yeah.
And it was one game that I saw with my own two eyes down the stretch that Davenport, listen, I don't know how many games he's lost in his life, but something about the look on his face when Rick Pitino pulled away.
Yeah.
Something about the look I didn't like.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a little bit of that where it was like,
you wanted to give him a good game.
Yeah.
Your boys were ready to win that game.
It's beneficial for.
Yeah.
And then there would be times Bellarmine would come in here, like my guy Rusty Troutman, man, mm-hmm. Bullitt County. Hey. And he would come in there, and they had a good squad, and we had Damian Lee and those guys. And
was Rusty like, I'm going to get mine?
No, he's a beast, man.
He said, I'm going to get mine today.
I was like, oh, I don't know, man. We got Damian Lee, and there's an exhibition game, Trey Lewis and stuff, yeah, but I'm like,
hey, who's this transfer? Rick Pitino gets a transfer out of Damian Lee. Where's he from, Steve?
It's like, I know. And I would be worried going into the game. And I was
remember
like,
how angry I was?
And then we just blew him out. I was like, what?
Nikki, you weren't working with me at the time. But when we were bringing in Damian Lee, right?
I think I remember that.
When Rick Pitino was bringing in Damian Lee.
I thought you meant like when he came to the studio.
No. When they were bringing him to the University of Louisville from Ivy League.
Drexel.
Or
yeah, damn, I don't think here, Ivy
yeah,
League.
Damn near Ivy League. Because he started, where did he start at? Did he start somewhere else?
No, he was at Drexel. You're thinking Tony Hicks was Penn.
Okay. Damian Lee. But when Damian Lee, no, it's, I'm definitely thinking Drexel, though.
Because, oh, yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying the Ivy League.
Because I got so angry at the media delegation just because of the way they were like, I mean, to the guy, Damian Lee from Drexel, Rick's lost it. Rick has lost it. He doesn't have it anymore. I'm like, guys, Damian Lee is a 6'5" guard that led the nation in scoring.
I can't do it at this level. Hey, what are you going to come to the ACC?
I hate y'all. I hate y'all. That was the beginning of trying to run Rick, Steve.
I know.
Bringing in Damian Lee from Drexel.
No, that was actually after they tried to run Rick. They tried to run Rick, and he went to a Final Four that year. Yeah.
That one just got me started.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all really aren't even looking at the player anymore, are you?
I know.
Y'all not looking. Y'all are just saying, okay, who is this guy? Drexel. Who cares? Okay, he's coming in from Drexel. He sucks. I'm like, y'all ain't looking one bit of footage, like nothing. A 6'5" guy that led the country in scoring, Steve.
Yeah.
They mocked that Rick Pitino doesn't have it because that's who you're relying on.
Well,
sorry. I'm sorry, Steve.
That team didn't even make the tournament.
Jesus
fair.
Christ.
Well, maybe he did lose.
that's the media spin.
I know. They didn't even get the tournament with Damian Lee.
Oh, God. Sorry, y'all. Sorry.
There,
anxiety, Steve.
No,
to answer your original question.
Yeah,
8150, 93.9, 38.31, 93.9. Level of anxiety's out here.
Like, do you think people think it's more likely we beat Bellarmine or Clemson? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, poll?
I don't want to poll.
After last night, I don't want to hear about polls anymore.
Jesus Christ.
Covered, though.
Listen.
He did cover.
There is a...
Whatever makes you feel better.
Five vote joke minimum on this show today. And that was number one.
Hey, the line moved, man.
You got one.
That was number one.
Red Wave was laying seven.
That's number two.
Smart money moved.
See, look at
the
him.
Smarks, man.
Yeah. Listen.
That's a wrestling term.
We did fine. Did just fine.
Clemson. Okay, so what happens? Okay, I'm going to just say this out loud, Steve, and then you respond. I don't know if I believe this. I don't know if I believe this, Steve, but I'm just going to say it. Because you got me some coffee.
Okay.
And I needed it, and I appreciate it. Steve, you know what happens?
I'm listening.
We go to Clemson, and we get Alabama.
Oh, golly.
We go to Clemson, and we get Alabama. And then we go to Yum Center, and we watch James Grim Reaper Roper.
I know.
And Kenny Payne and the Louisville basketball team say, "You trying to burst me on TV?"
I know.
We go watch Louisville blow out Bellarmine and Clemson waste us. And we go right back to the humble state.
We're like, oh, yeah. No, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
Man.
It was a thought that crossed my mind, like somewhere between my morning, routines and just the joke of it's gonna be a world reset.
I know.
It was just a funny thought.
Yeah.
Or we can go win both.
Or you win both, or you don't. I don't know. I mean. I think there's an excitement for tonight. I think, because here's the thing. You do.
It's anxiety, Steve. It's not excitement.
Well, no, but you do forget the, you do forget when you just read Twitter or something that it's like how little that is the
real pulse.
Majority voice of what's going on, man. And when you talk to people, I think a lot of people are excited, man. They're excited to get out there. You know, you're going to watch. I think people are ready for this team. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because I think people are bought into what's going to happen. You know, 4 years from now, if we're sitting here 3 years from now, and we're like, man, nothing's going on. We're still just, we don't feel good about the roster. Well, then we're having those conversations. I mean, I just think this year people know the deal. And they're willing to ride with this team.
You know what's funny? There's a natural urge to go against the system. Here's the thing. If Kenny Payne had came with the opposite.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna be good. I think we're gonna be really good, blah blah blah. I think we're gonna hit the ground running, looking at the turn. Like if he came in here with that kind of attitude and energy, how would the fans respond to that? Would they?
I mean, I can tell you right now, there would be a lot more,
I feel like he's saying calm down, and the more he's saying calm down.
Well, it's danged if you do, danged if you don't, because if you say calm down for those people, they're going to say, I thought this was a little basketball. Why are we calming down? There's expectations. And then if he said, I think we're going to come out and look awesome, they're going to be saying, you better win. You better not lose. If you lose one of these first three, then, so it's either way. I mean, there were some that was just dug in on that either way. You know what I mean? Where it was
I gave a lesson last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lesson. The lesson was basically, you got to learn how to win.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say you got to learn how to win, coaches say it. You got to learn how to win. You Satterfield, got to learn how to finish. Got to learn how to win.
Absolutely.
Learn how to win. Any coach that gets a good win, you find out. I know I said it yesterday. I believe I said it yesterday, but in case I didn't, it was the Georgia thing. Georgia had to learn how to win. And then stay jacked up,
Yeah.
The, like I said, the the quote that we've given to Saban, not even knowing if it's true or not, when Saban says, you beat Alabama and it's a party. Alabama beats you and it's a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You have to learn how to win. So, basketball, same thing. It's not the win so much as to how fast can you move on from the win and see the big picture getting better.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, listen, people aren't going to feel great. What if you want to continue to feel like you look better? And, I mean, if you win, if you beat Bellarmine tonight, and then you come out Saturday and you look like crap,
mm-hmm.
I mean, people aren't going to feel great about that.
Right.
Like, well, we did beat Bellarmine. Like, no. Then it's like the Bellarmine win, you will, if you get it, you will celebrate it tonight. Fans will give that more respect than just an average, mm-hmm. Opener against somebody. But they'll also move on from it quickly.
The reason I went down that road mm-hmm. of learning to win is it's like fans are going to have to do it too.
Yeah.
Fans are going to have to relearn to win. And I mean this in football and basketball. Mm-hmm. And so I realized it, Steve. If you don't learn to get back to watching your team grow and like watching a coach get better at making halftime adjustments,
mm-hmm.
get better at staying locked, keeping his team locked in,
yeah.
get better at his play calling, Malik getting better at staying in the pocket. How many times did Malik go out of bounds and instead of taking the hit?
Yeah.
We've been begging for that for years. All these good things we see, we act like all of them are just expected to do it, and we're just waiting for them not to happen so we can wait to complain.
Yeah.
That's not a winning fan.
Yeah.
A winning fan base at all. So, like, you're sitting around waiting to see how Swaggerfield.
Yeah. Swaggerfield? Is that what we're going with? Scott Swaggerfield? Can we do that? Can we brand that?
How many times do I have it written down there?
Swaggerfield.
How many times?
Four?
Say it out loud. Four times.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. I want to see if it sticks.
Swaggerfield. Swaggerfield. No. Swaggerfield. I can't do this.
You only did it three times. Yeah, I was going to say do it one more time. Then, is it like a Beetlejuice thing?
It's like Candyman.
Scott Swaggerfield.
Put it on a t-shirt, listen. Alan.
Yeah. Listen, I wrote that down, and then listen, because I think Malik said we got Swagger back.
Yeah,
and I said Swaggerfield.
Okay,
and then I wanted to say it out loud to myself again, Swaggerfield, because I believe after he beats Clemson, I have to go with Swaggerfield, right?
I like it. I'm here for it. No, if he beats Clemson, that's his new name. I'm going to be like, Scott Swaggerfield's out here working fools. I don't know. I mean, listen, what do y'all want? Yeah, I mean, look, he's doing his thing. He's beating Clemson. He's beating Wake Forest. He's beating everybody.
What are the different levels of SAT? Like, it's like Frederick Scott Satterfield is all like his like Super Saiyan 1.
The ultimate.
Frederick with a C.
The ultimate king is Swaggerfield.
Yeah. Swaggerfield is his final form. Yeah, like, yeah, okay.
He's, inevitable.
Thanos.
Yeah. Texas says, what if I told you Scott Satterfield has that dog in
Swaggerfield.
Yeah, I like that. I think I'm here for it.
And y'all heard it here first. Don't you dare not pay homage when y'all start saying Scott Swaggerfield. Just shout out the baby. Listen, I don't need royalties on this one. Just pay homage.
Unless he loses the next three. Then don't give any credit at all. Act like we never said this.
Who's the dumbass that started running around?
Remember when somebody said Swaggerfield? They're like, man. I'm gonna say that was probably
process.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, listen, Steve is gonna throw me under the bus so far.
Yeah.
When we're out here looking, getting wasted by some program, and
we're all gonna look at each other and just try to do the nose thing. Not it. Ah, damn it.
Sorry. Back to the point. fan base has to learn to win again. If you can't win a game, like kind of get the brat out you, you know? If you can't get on a four-game losing streak and can't stop talking about, the only concern, Steve, is after you beat Clemson, what's the crowd for North Carolina State going to be like?
Yeah.
Like, that's our, is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to drop? You know, like, ooh, I don't want to be here.
I mean, I know. No, that's a great point, actually. That's a really good point because I do think that that kind of is the conversation right now.
It's like.
And myself included. Like.
But you're getting sucked into that conversation because it's like the only concern conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You like I said, can you imagine, Steve, living in a world where you beat Clemson and it's like, oh, it's impressive. Like, you spend 30 minutes saying, man, that was a good win on the road, but Clemson's really having a down year.
Yeah.
Clemson, after that Notre Dame loss to me. And then,
well, I don't care about that, though.
Again, you're going to get that, but yeah. the urgency and the speed to start talking about the North Carolina State attendance is what's, like, just terrible. You know, it's going to be terrible.
That I agree with, because it doesn't bother me if people are like, oh, man, well, that Clemson team down. I'm like, yeah, eat it. We beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you say that, and you'll say, and then you go back and you, like, twist your nipples, you know, because you're like, if I'm like, hey – Or, you know, if they come at me and they're like, oh, man, that Clemson team's not very good. And I'm like, yeah, but we beat them, baby.
Right,
and
right.
And they're like, ah, you know. Like,
No, it's.
I hate him.
Yeah, no, it's the.
But, yes, the move on immediately.
Yeah, like, it's the.
I'm so happy the show has video.
I know, right?
just the vicious nature of what can we do to get alarm back into the
But. That goes back into my conversation yesterday. I do think, again, I think there's a little bit of a disconnect there, though. And I think that is kind of a storyline because we're not in normal territory
here. But see, I still think disconnect is the Plumber Chuck too much wind.
No, Plumber Chuck there's a 2% out there that just don't like Kenny Payne. You can get on Twitter, they just don't like Kenny Payne.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It's going to question Kenny Payne around every corner. And it's like, okay, we're going to do this all year, aren't we? Like, so fine. There's a 2% that just don't like Satterfield, and they're never going to go. They're never going to give him credit. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No matter what he does, you're going to hate him. And I'm not talking about those people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, though, I mean, it is a question. You blasted a top 10 team and didn't really get any residual attendance effect off that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people just aren't coming.
Right.
Like, I mean, they're just not. And I do think that the conversation with Coach Satterfield, there is a little bit of that as a conversation.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Like, I don't think it's just necessarily.
Do you have to have that conversation like you can't be just a coach, you got to be the CEO? Because here's the thing. I will say this. As a member of the delegation for 20 years, good, you know, you say, okay, there's some delegation coaches that should get a shot. Mm-hmm. And then this is the subtle thing you always hear. Yeah. Well, you got to be more than just a coach. Because, you know, and I'm just using that as an example. You know, when they say, why can't certain coaches get opportunities at these big-time colleges? Well, you got to be more than just a coach. You got to interact with the boosters, and you got to be a fundraiser, and you got to do this and that. Does Coach Scott Satterfield kind of get the delegation treatment where you're like, okay, you got to be more than just a coach. You got to be, you know, you have to be a leader.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I think so. The delegation coach feels your pain.
Yeah.
Coming from App State to a big, you know, program and saying, hey, you got to do more. You got to keep people engaged.
Well, and you've got to learn.
And I'm asking. Like,
sure.
It's an observation.
Well, you've got to learn little things, too. I said this after the Wake Forest game. After the Wake Forest game was not the time to say, well, nobody believed in us. The local media don't believe in us. Everybody didn't believe in us. And the fans, you know, didn't believe in us. And nobody believed in us. And we showed them. Okay. That's cool right now. But go lose these three games. And people are going to be like, yeah, bro. That's why we didn't care. Okay? that was your opportunity to be like, you know, man, there's a lot of people didn't believe in us, and we, but at the end of the day, I understand, and they deserve a better product, and this is the product right here we're going to give them, and these fans deserve that. Then it's like, you know what? Heck yeah, coach. But you took that opportunity to make sure to rub the fans and the local media's nose in it. Ha! Yeah, that's not that. You got to learn. Like, somebody's got, like, I've said all along, one of his biggest issues, I mean, it goes back to the South Carolina apology. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know y'all was so insecure. That's my bad.
Why did you just say that out?
You thought that was the right answer? I mean, you know, yeah, man, Thursday night football, we don't care about it. Friday night, I mean, that's high school football. We don't care about that. It's like, coach, we want to like you. But, like, around every corner, you say the wrong thing. And it's like, that's where I think it needs to be. Because here's the thing. People aren't going to come to a game if you're going to win it and go, ha! What do you think about that? We're cheering for you.
I don't know, man. You might as well just double down, Sat.
Or double down.
Just DX but, shop.
But to double down, you better go 3-0 these last three games if you're going to double down.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, because listen, like, you get what I'm saying, though? It's like, you don't win a game and then go, yeah, none of y'all idiots believed in us. Well, we're here cheering. What do you mean? And I think that's part of it with him. And I want to like him. I do. I think he's a football purist. I love that. I've said
how was the crowd? How was the Florida State crowd?
National championship winning coaches look and sound like Scott Satterfield. And that has nothing to do with color. I'm saying just the relatability that he has to players. Because even though, while I'll say this, I think his relatability to the fan base is horrible. I think his relatability to the players is phenomenal.
Because it's pure football.
Yes. And he knows how to talk to the players. He can bring delegation players in here and feel like a guy they can follow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got some coaches.
Yeah, they don't feel like, okay, you're just kind of, you know.
Like, you sound like my coach from Georgia.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I want to, but it's like somebody – coach him up on how to win games. Like, I fear
how to be a winner.
How to be a winner. Yep. Like, I'm scared he'll go to Clemson, win, get on TV, and go, I mean, you know, hey, I'll say it again. Nobody believed in us. Local media was trash. Well, coach, had you had two bad seasons and just lost to Boston College? Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, they should have stuck with us. I mean, there's out here people ready to crush Kenny Payne. Man, he even coached the game. Like, you know, so it's like, dude, what? You had two bad seasons and lost to Boston College. The season looked like it was going in the tank at that moment. Like, you got to put perspective to that. So I'm just, that's kind of with me is, I want to like you. Like, I like Coach Satterfield. I think
again,
he can be the guy here.
Enjoying his growth. Enjoying his growth.
Yeah.
Because I do think he's growing.
Yeah.
I think he's growing. I think the post games are, listen, he's just too honest in the post games. And that's his blind spot. It's like I said, all our coaches have blind spots. Like we can do Rick Pitino blind spots. We can do, you know, we can do the Bobby Petrino blind spots. Like they all got them.
Yeah.
His honesty and irritation with local media may be his blind spot. Like he probably has just one family member who just stays in his ear, just, hey, guess what they said about you today?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what they said about you today?
Well, and here's the thing. I don't mind necessarily that he's like local media thing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's fine. Like, our voices are the ones that are the loudest. Yep. So, yeah, that's cool. But take that opportunity to not talk about the local media and talk about the
rally, the
fan
the support,
base.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm a big boy. I can take it. Coach, if you're mad at me, listen, I'll be right there on the sidelines cheering you on. When we're beating NC State,
and
that's fine with me.
And listen.
Now, I've fired Kenny Payne twice, and he's not even look. And it was two exhibition games.
If you walk past this window, and DX Chop, Steve, and myself will laugh, and we'll say, "Let's go."
I'll say, I deserve that. Well done. You know what I'm saying? Right. And we'll move on. But it's not about you. Don't have to win me. Now, I'm a diehard fan. I'm just gonna root for Louisville. I'm going to blindly root for Louisville. Like that's my thing, okay? I'm going to do that. I've done that my whole life. You got to win all those people that are not in the seats up there. That's the people that's you need to be
that's
winning.
That's the agenda. Yeah, that's the agenda moving forward. That's the game plan. That's what's going to help Josh Hurd, Lottie Stockwell. Yeah. Like, that's going to hurt them make the alley better. You know, hey, you saying, man, it was awesome crowd. Because while the numbers aren't great in fan attendance, the fans that are there.
Sure.
Are rocking.
But you also, again, you don't have to take five times to say, well, we didn't have the crowd we wanted there, you know. Well, there wasn't a lot of people there, but the people that, well. It's like, you want to just run up there and drop kick the podium. Like, stop!
The commentators did, like, and especially when, like, the commentators acknowledged how loud the ones that are here are. Hey, it doesn't look packed, but the ones that are here are rowdy.
Yeah.
So these, you know, it's like, this is a good start. You know, like, if look at that. What is that?
That's pretty funny. That was the old, that sandwich that KFC had. But the bun was.
Oh, the double down?
Yeah.
It was two fried chicken breasts that were abnormally large, like Dolly Parton sized, and it had a spicy, cheesy glob with bacon, and then they also had a healthy grilled chicken version of it.
And listen, and for anybody, and listen, I saw like two texts. I there's like 50 texts right now, but I saw two that were like, "Yeah, but that's because you guys said we're talking Brahm and stuff." Guys, you do understand everything we say in this building. We see these coaches all the time. Like, I don't say anything. Like, y'all acting like
this is not Twitter.
We're just out, yeah, this isn't like Twitter. Like, you can write me and or text in the text line, talk crap about me, and we'll never see each other. I see these coaches all the time, face to face, all the time. Like, I mean, that's like, I interviewed Coach Satterfield 1 week after saying Brahm should be the coach. Like, we face these people.
Listen. I had to remove our athletic director for not going strong enough after Kenny Payne. 1 week later, he had Kenny Payne, and I had to say, Josh Hurd, great job.
And guess what? Last Saturday, I watched the entire fourth quarter with Mark Blankenbaker, Rick Kieber, and Josh Hurd.
This, like, is the fact.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, I'm perfectly fine with that. I understand Satterfield's point on that. Heck, as much as for the last couple years, he's had to hear me and other people say, hey, man, we need another guy. This guy sucks. If Satterfield walked right in this door, poked his head in here and was like, what do you think about that, jackass? Hey, coach, I deserve it. Way to go. Way to go. And you know what? If you want to zoom it and tell everybody I'm talking to Steve, let's do it. That's fine. Ah, you got me. You know what I mean?
What a wonderful problem that would be.
Well, because at the end of the day, I don't care. You go win the next three. You can kick me in the nads if you want. I mean, whatever. That's fine. If that'll make you feel better. Like, I don't mind. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to figure out how can we make this work. Because here's the thing. I'm watching videos of these recruits last night. I'm watching videos of Reuben Bain and TJ Capers and guys we may get. And I'm going, I want this to work. Let's figure this out.
Let's
figure it out, man.
I'll tell you what. Quick commercial break. Wait.
That's the funniest.
Do we need to get that text first?
It's 974. That's the funniest text we've ever got. I cannot read it on air.
I'm
going to read it in private.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 DeVille.
Good morning, I'm Nick Valvano, the SportsCenter update brought to you by Corford Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. Tonight, U of L men tipping off the season with Bellarmine. Kenny Payne met the media yesterday and talked about what he hoped to glean from this season opener.
Really, as good as Bellarmine is, this is really going to be about us. How focused are we? How disciplined are we? How tough are we to do the things that we practice and work on every day?
Cards 9.5-point consensus favorites, according to Vegas Insider. Broadcast schedule is as follows. U of L's broadcast, Paul Rogers, Bob Valvano. Pregame coverage beginning right here on 93.9 The Ville at 7:30 with tip-off at 8. Then Miller Lite postgame as that one goes final with Ethan Moore around 11:30. ESPN 680 105.7 will have the Knights broadcast of Doug Orme and Mark Bug. Knights pregame begins at 8:45 on ESPN 680 105.7 in the ESPN Louisville app. Coach Scott Davenport also slated to join Bobby V sometime today on the V Show. Hoosier Hoops Nugget men's coach Mike Woodson meeting the media today to say that Trace Jackson Davis indeed hurt his thumb, but it is a sprain, not broken. More Middays with Marcus Maben next. This is SportsCenter.
This is Scott Satterfield, and you're listening to the new home for all U of L athletics, 93.9 The Ville.
Like the Tar Heel? He's trying to look like the Tar Heel.
I think that is the look he's going for.
He actually looks like the Tar Heel.
There's another look he's going for, but I'm not allowed to say it on the air, but
don't do that, Steve. Steve, control your inside voice. Get it under control. I like working with you. It's not gonna last until you control your inside voice. Listen, we all have to remind ourselves from time to time, hey, that was a joke. That was an inappropriate joke inside of my brain. Yeah. But it's just getting too close to being said out loud. Control yourself.
That wasn't, I'd say a lot worse than that.
His side won last night. He's feeling a little chesty.
I mean, did we win? I don't know. I don't know if we won.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know if we won.
I'm going to be the one that gets us canceled.
Yeah, I don't know if we won or not.
Don't say us.
I don't feel like a winner.
That's right.
What? I can be okay. Like, I'm allowed to be associated with the political party.
This is.
I don't care. Like.
No, I was talking about your Baycott.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the part that you're not allowed to do. Okay, so here's the thing. Nikki, I had absolutely no problem with your SportsCenter.
Thank you. There was a typo. Knights pregame begins at 7:45.
Okay.
Not 8:45.
Because I really wasn't listening to that part.
Fair
at
enough.
All.
Why are we mad at Nick?
With respect to Doug Orme.
Okay, we're not mad at Nick.
Oh.
Yay.
You know what's going on, Steve?
What?
Nick, do you remember the last line, or can you reread the last line of your SportsCenter?
Yeah, Mike Woodson met the media today, just like moments ago, and said that, I'm paraphrasing here. Do you want me to read
you're Malik Cunningham. The last line to that. That's the last thing I heard.
Hoosier Hoops Nugget men's coach Mike Woodson meeting the media today to say Trace Jackson Davis indeed hurt his thumb, but it is sprained, not broken.
I wasn't listening to you.
No.
I wasn't listening to you.
I had also a soundbite from Satterfield's presser yesterday talking about Malik's hand injury. If you want to hear that.
Yeah, go ahead and play that.
Sorry, queuing it up. Cool. And here, I'll just read it like it was. Speaking of hand injuries, yesterday during his weekly press conference, Scott Satterfield gave an update on the health of his QB, Malik Cunningham.
Malik did ding his hand, his non-throwing hand, but he's fine. He's going to be practicing this week. He'll be out there today practicing.
Football.
Okay,
Cards head to Death Valley to face Clemson 3:30 Saturday. Miller Lite pregame will kick off coverage on 93.9 The Ville at noon.
Steve.
Not.
Friday night, or Saturday night, they did everything except amputate. Right?
Yeah.
So here we are on Wednesday. He's practicing. Satterfield say dinged up his hand.
All's well.
Right? But imagine how much anxiety there was on inside information.
Oh.
It went from fracture to broken to 3-hour surgery.
Might have two fingers left.
You know what I'm saying?
Malise.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's why I say, learn how to win.
I'm like, does he have his index, his middle, and his thumb?
Learn how to win.
You do a pincer
and
move.
Nobody cares in football.
I know.
Nobody cares. Hey, Ronnie Lott.
Cut it off.
Can you hold the football? That, yes or no?
That story gets so... that message, or that story gets so just like... People pass over that so much. Like, Ronnie Lott, oh yeah, the guy cut his finger off, play a game. You're like, yeah. Yeah, he cut his finger off. And then you got one idiot. It's like, I mean, just cut the tip of it off. That was it?
Just the tip.
He just cut the tip of his finger off.
Listen.
I mean, that's all he did.
Have you seen the movie, the Jack Reacher movie with Tom Cruise?
No, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know the movie or the situation I'm going to make?
No, the movie.
Okay, the movie.
Yeah.
Listen. A guy makes a mistake.
Okay.
A middleman.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to take out Jack Reacher.
Mm-hmm.
He makes one mistake. He does something like drives a car or somebody. Look, you know how it is in these big crime top-down things. If the middleman makes a mistake and he says, well, why did you drive that car? I just try to save some time. He saw your face? Yeah. It's like, So you know what's getting ready to happen to this dude,
you gotta
right?
Die.
And look. And then the big dog comes from around the corner, right? The big dog. And the guy says, hey, I'm not seeing your face. You know, because he knows, like, hey, look at me now. Because you're done, right? So the guy says, no, please. I can make this right. I can fix this, right? And the big dog says, I was in a prison in Siberia for blah, 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 for so long, right? He said, I had no clothes. He said, my hands had gangrene. I had to chew my fingers. You know, I had to chew off three of my fingers to survive. How bad do you want to survive? And he started looking at him. And the guy's like, wait, what are you saying?
Yeah.
How bad do you wish to live? So the guy goes, are you want me to... Yes. Prove to me that you want to live. And the guy goes, I don't know about that. He says, it's amazing. Just some fingers for your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's like, you really want me to do this? Like, think about that, Steve. He's literally like, he's amazed. Like, you're not going to chew off your fingers to live?
Right.
And then the guy goes, he tries to bite his finger. He's like, I can't do this.
It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You're like, question, can I use a power tool? What if I use a power tool and I'll throw in the tip of my pinky?
Listen.
Trying to negotiate. Listen. He's blowing my head off.
Conversely, when they asked.
They kill him, right?
Listen. Conversely,
okay.
When they asked your boy, who's your boy Keanu Reeves, badass, in John Wick.
John Wick.
When they asked for a sacrifice from John Wick, he went. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't think twice about it.
Yeah. John Wick's the man.
Listen. Yes, Steve. His life ended prematurely.
Okay. I was curious. I was like, now I'm in. Now I got to know. Like, so is he a guy?
Yeah, he didn't make it, Steve. But like I said, he
did
knew
he get any of the fingers off?
What'd you say?
Did he get any of the fingers
man,
off? Like maybe
a
finger
tip? Draw blood. He didn't draw blood on the first one.
No way.
Yeah, Steve, you couldn't do it.
Nah, I'm dead.
This is I should have been playing in the streets.
Yeah,
this is what comes along with the streets.
I deserve this.
Make it clean.
Yeah,
hit the medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
So just be
preferably open casket. You know, like bye bye. You know.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is Malik didn't have to chew off any fingers, and he is playing
according to reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let Twitter tell it. Oh man.
Even though I got a question. Nick, do you have Coach Satterfield's press conference? Do you have his comments about DJ Uiagalelei? If you do, I'd like to hear those really quick.
you have to prepare for what they do offensively. They are, those two players are different themselves, but you know, you're still, they're really still going to run inside zone, still go inside zone read, you know, some of their same pass patterns that are going to be running. So you still got to be fundamentally sound. You know, I think though, you know, one of, depending on who's in the game, you know, you can maybe tweak how your calls are going to be, but you're still going to prepare for that offense the same way. And you just got to be fundamentally sound. We got to tackle good this week. I mean, I really think their backs run hard, and they're straining for extra yards all the time. And so we really got to, you know, bring our feet and tackle really good this week, in order to get these guys down and not let them churn out those big yards. You know, one thing that you don't want to happen, if they get, just hand the ball off and all of a sudden it's first down after first down because they're just churning out these yards and occupying the ball and all those. So we got to do a great job of getting them on the ground.
Could I get the comments about DJ Uiagalelei?
That was absolutely not anything having to do with the
but
Clemson.
That was great insight, I mean, to what we need to do.
That was exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that was phenomenal. Hey, you know what? You just take the phone call. We'll worry about my stupid.
I swear to God. I never had a more freelance producer in my life. He does exactly what he wants to do when he wants to
do
it.
We'll worry about my stupid point later.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Okay. Our boy DJ from Texas sent us a package. And that's what the update.
He's the man. No, we appreciate
that.
So
that's who I'm on the phone
with.
I'm not ignoring your little,
what about,
you know,
our man DJ
snark
from Clemson?
DJ from Clemson. Give me a second.
Can we get that? I do like.
And he's, and he, listen. And
I know of three DJs. I like two of them.
And he's making up a story. He's, listen.
Already, one in Clemson, one in Texas.
I already messaged DJ back. He's not talking about that right now. I said, is it time sensitive? I already wrote him. So whatever Nikki's telling you that he's talking about on that phone.
He wanted to make sure it got delivered.
He knows it already.
He said he got, yeah, I know, but I don't see it here. Did someone take our package?
I took the package because I saw it up there and it had my name on it.
Oh, well, why did you tell me that? I would have told DJ.
Do I have to tell you if there's a package that has Marcus Maven written on it?
I didn't see it.
Hey, Nikki, I just let you know I got a package that had my name on it, so I'm going to put it in my
bag.
But
then how the hell was I supposed to know you took it? I'm not saying you got to tell me, but told you, this is my pet peeve. I get mad when people think I should know things and they didn't tell me in the first place.
Who the hell said you should know? Who the
hell? He was asking me!
I didn't say you should know things.
Sounded like he was recruiting DJ. DJ played at Bosco. It's really not. Yeah,
you
forget
know,
it.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't even want the DJ
right?
stuff now.
I mean, what is Nikki talking about?
DJ, I almost said Wagner. Uyunglele played at Bosco. I don't know, something to watch. I would just keep my eyes open on that. That was all I had.
That one was not one of the ones cut. I can go find that sound.
Of course,
if you'd
was.
Like it.
Oh, yeah, of course, you it was what? The one
let's,
thing
let's,
that I would want to hear
let's,
out of
let's
that.
Let's have this conversation. Let's just do this. Let's have this conversation because I'm going to have to get out of here a little early, and I want to press Nikki all the way as far as I can to the next hour. Nikki, let's have this quick conversation. When you read a clipped up sound sheet.
Yeah.
I just want you to ask yourself two questions.
Yes.
Really just one. But two. Is this something that are these clips things that Marcus and Steve can use, or are they something that the other people want to use? And then ask yourself, would I be a good producer if I went and got some stuff that Marcus and Steve might want to use, not some stuff that the other shows want to use?
I think that they're all cut with the idea of, like, general, that everybody could kind of use them.
Right.
But I will listen for ones that I think are special for you guys.
Please.
Because obviously, you guys are more important to me. And also, just tell me if there's a certain, you know, I'm like a chef back here. If all I have is macaroni and cheese and you guys want pot roast, just tell me and I'll get you pot roast.
Steve.
I'm not saying now. Yes. I will keep an eye out for pot roast. I'm not doing the whole thing like, well, just, you know, it's your fault. You didn't tell me. No,
just,
I'll keep an eye out for pot roast.
Just from now on, kind of take a glimpse if you can and say, hey, this is crap for Marcus and Steve. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, hey, they do right. They pick out more of the on-field stuff, you know, the game planning stuff, the strategy. You know, they talk a little more in-depth sports.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, they might want some sportsy stuff, you know, some more sportsy details.
Some spicy stuff.
Not spicy, just sportsy conversation.
Well, isn't that preparing for both clubs? Isn't that like sort of like, that's X's and O's, I feel like.
Yes.
But it's a little bit bland is what you're saying. Ergo, spicy.
I don't know what you just said, but I'm going to just go back to the original point.
Yeah.
That just take a peek sometime and ask yourself and read and say, there's nothing on here that Marcus and Steve would use. And if I feel like helping them out a little bit, I could listen to a little bit of it and say, okay, now that's something I know they would like to, you know, jump on. Like a, you know, a...
Deal. Duly noted.
Okay. And Steve, to help Nikki.
Yeah.
If you listen to a interview,
yep.
Let Nikki know.
Just tell him to say, hey, I want that.
Yeah, try to do a better job of shooting him a text message. Say, hey, fair. we're gonna try to use that tomorrow. We're gonna use that tomorrow.
I feel like
I'm gonna do a better job of marking it because I go back and listen to him on YouTube.
Yep.
I'll try to time stamp.
I feel like this is a fair compromise.
Yeah, like we'll never use most of the sound that gets cut elsewhere. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Like
I guess we have different ideas on what's...
Sure.
What's, you know.
I would agree with that.
I would love some what?
Pot roast. Pot roast.
Okay. You can play us out, Nick.
Chicken salad work?
Yeah. We got chicken salad. That works.
We'll open the package during the break. Is that okay? 93.9 The Ville.
Not one of those frequent flyers, but sometimes you just want to hit the beach or see your new granddaughter or go to that out-of-state wedding. Whatever the reason for your getaway, if it involves flying in the U.S. or visiting a military base after May 3rd, 2023, you'll need a Kentucky Real ID driver's license or an ID that is Real ID compliant. Make a plan to get your Kentucky Real ID now. Go to realidky.com.
Set yourself up for a lifetime of success starting at Louisville Worldport. UPS is hiring day shift warehouse workers at a rate of up to $20 an hour with up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. You'll be part of an inclusive workplace complete with career pathways and advancement opportunities. Visit upsjobs.com or text LOUKY to 47404 to learn more. That's LOUKY to 47404. Make the shift, make a difference.
At U of L Health Heart Hospital, we're an exciting chapter in the Jewish hospital story. Built on a history of over 40 medical firsts, we're the area's only heart hospital with a focus on comprehensive heart care, where academic research pioneers innovative treatments and a network of experts offers life-changing care. Here, your heart is in the right place. Visit uofllhealth.org/heart.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.